Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, Alan, one of the grape varieties that people sort of point to as potentially being the precursor or forebearer or kissing cousin of Zinfandel has been a grape from Italy called Primitivo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you don't see a lot of examples of it in the market, although we're beginning to see more and more.
Yeah.
But I think it's something that people probably have a lot of interest in sort of exploring, especially if you like the Zinfandel kinds of wines.
Yeah, up until now, Primitivo's had sort of a primitive reputation.
Right.
Very rustic, not real high quality. But boy, I went through about a half a dozen, and I found some treasures, and I mean treasures.
That's
here.
Awesome.
The interesting thing was that all of these wines tasted like something else. I'll tell you what I meant. Let's start with Antica Masseria. They're Primitivo di Madura. This is $18. Tasted like a dry Amarone.
Really?
Yeah. You know, not, you know, there is a dry Amarone. And yeah, it was almost that big. And so these, you know, kind of beautiful muted flavors, dried nuts, dried flowers, that type of thing. Very, very polished wine, very well made.
For $18?
For $18, yeah. This is a good value.
Yes.
So, Antica Masseria. There's two other wines that come from the same maker, and I was extremely impressed by these. A little more pricey, but worth every penny. The Antica Masseria, Jorge Primitivo de Maduria, 2012, $25. This tasted like an imaginary blend of Brunello and big juicy Gigondas. So it had the refinement of Brunello and the lushness of Gigondas. And I've always said the Gigondas reminds me of Zinfandel. Wonderful wine. There's a little touch of the Garrigue going on in this, so a little bit of wildness, but just so much going on. The nose shows roses and plums. The flavor starts off with essence of blackberry and then a slash of the sweetest cherry you can ever imagine. And the complexity just piles on from there. Really, really nice. I thought that was good until I tasted its big brother, the Reserva, from the same year. Jorge Primitivo de Maduria Reserva, 2012, $35, worth every penny.
Wow.
If you can imagine the biggest, most delicious, rich Chateauneuf du Pape, this is it.
Okay.
I'm not making this stuff up.
I'm with you. I mean, you said the other one was sort of in the Gigondas category, so that makes sense.
This one just took it a step further. I rarely do this, but I give it 3.5 stars.
Wow.
I never give anything 4 stars, so it's got 3.5. Just really amazing. All of these wines, just so terribly impressive. I really liked them. Here's one that I just was tickled because it finally tasted like Zinfandel. Masseria de Altamura Primitivo Sasseo.
Okay.
It tasted just like proper good old Sierra Foothills Zinfandel. Lots of sweet black cherry, blackberry smoke, dusting of black pepper, all that stuff at $17, a great value. And finally, something that was so much fun. It was called Quota 31 Primitivo from Salento, $15. This one was Vaqueras. It just had a lot of field aromas, good flavor of Grenache, which it doesn't contain. And it was deep, jammy notes of like Syrah, which it does not contain. But the flavors are all just right there with tons of spice you don't need at all. Wonderful things, these Primitivos. I like them a lot. I'm Al Spohler.
I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.